WKJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In high school hoops action Friday night across the listening area, in boys basketball, it was Atlantic downing Lewis Central 62-50. AHSTW was a 63-49 winner over Logan Magnolia. Boyer Valley beat Cam 65-27. Also in boys action, it was Harlan over Clarinda 80-33. IKM Manning downing Audubon 70-57. Peyton Sherdan was a 60-39 winner over Exira EHK. Tri-Center beat Griswold 53-51. Also in boys hoops, Underwood down Oakland Riverside 58-20. Carroll beat Winterset 80-49. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln was a 60-51 winner over Sioux City Bishop Helan Catholic. In other boys action, Denison Slushwig beat Creston 69-64. It was Earlham over Madrid 80-40. East Mills a 60-37 win over Essex. Glenwood beat Council Bluffs St. Albert 52-49. Heartland Christian was a 59-48 winner over South Page. Kemper Catholic beat up on Red Oak 56-36. Lennox was a 75-61 winner over Wayne of Corydon in boys hoops. Also, Southwest Valley fell to Pleasantville 73-54. It was Shenandoah over Bedford 73-55. Sydney got past Stanton 49-45. Trainer was a 68-35 winner over Missouri Valley. And Twin Cedars Bussey beat Orient Maxburg in boys hoops 69-45. In girls action, Atlantic fell to Lewis Central 46-17. It was Adair Casey over Coon Rapids Bayard 50-33. Cam beating Boyer Valley 51-47 in girls basketball. Exira EHK was a 67-45 winner over Peyton Sherdan. Harlan down Clarinda 80-28. IKM Manning was a 57-38 winner over Audubon in girls basketball. Logan Magnolia down AHSTW 56-24. Ogden beat Guthrie Center 66-26. And Panorama was a 50-35 winner over West Central Valley of Stewart. Also Trainer beating Griswold 56-26. Trainer was a 55-53 winner over Missouri Valley. Underwood beat Oakland Riverside in girls basketball 43-36. Other scores include Sioux City Bishop Helan Catholic over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 75-42. Creston over Denison Slushwig 57-37. Earlham was a 57-39 winner over Madrid. Essex beat East Mills in girls hoops 55-29. Tabor, Fremont Mills it is, beat Nishnabotna 55-28. Also, it was Kemper Catholic over Red Oak 50-49 in girls basketball. Sergeant Bluff Luton beating Council Bluffs TJ 62-24. Shenandoah was a 78-42 winner over Bedford. South Page down Heartland Christian in girls basketball 70-34. St. Albert was a 55-38 winner over Glenwood. Stanton beat Sydney 53-41. Twin Cedars was a 49-44 winner over Orient Magsburg. Corydon of Wayne was a 41-39 winner over Lennox in girls basketball, and Winterset beat Carroll 67-36. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes have proven they can win on the road. Now they'll try to show that they can win a big game at home when they host Ohio State this afternoon in Big Ten play. Iowa's 3-1 in the Big Ten, and Coach Fran McCaffrey says how you play is more important than where it's played.
Every game is going to be one that challenges you in a lot of different ways. Because every team's got different weapons and every team plays a different style. But every team is capable of winning that game, no matter who you play. We're capable and the team we play is capable.
Iowa beat the Buckeyes 71-65 on the road in their league opener back on December 30th, but McCaffrey says they're preparing to face a different Ohio State team.
They don't play zone anymore. It's all man. So, you know, they didn't play a possession of man up until our game, and until the last couple possessions of our game. And with about 4 minutes to go in the first half against Illinois, they went man and pretty much played it ever since.
McCaffrey says it's unusual for a team to change its defensive philosophy midway through a season.
You'll typically see people shift emphasis, but not completely. I'm sure Fett had his reasons, and they were quite successful for a good portion of the schedule. and he just made a decision to go back.
Ohio State is 3-2 in the Big Ten. You can catch that action beginning at noon today here on KJAN. That is a check of local and state sports news here on the station where your friends are, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.